Truly Happen radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And I apologize to our people who normally watch us on Justin TV. We're a little slow out the gate this morning. Just before airtime, when we were firing up our chat room and everything like that, something went wrong with Justin TV. It hung up the chat room, and when I tried to connect with Justin, it locked up my machine, so we had to do a reboot just as we went to airtime, and we're still bringing the machine up right now. So it's going to be a few minutes. We're going to try and get that all back. Meanwhile, of course, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, managing the warp drive and ready to answer your calls. Mimi Red Elk is going to be joining us in hour number three of our program here, and that will be to talk about Leonard Peltier and looking back at the way in which he was railroaded into prison for political reasons, and especially looking back at Frederick Whitehurst, the former head of the FBI lab, basically blowing the whistle that the FBI lab was routinely rigging its lab tests to favor the prosecution to basically, you know, achieve these political aims, to say, yes, we got the bad guy, and yes, we got this, and yes, we've got that. And so anybody who thinks the justice system is just, or who thinks that the FBI is really that bunch of swell guys we see in movies like Silence of the Lambs and the rest of it, no, they aren't. We learned that back in the 1970s when somebody blew the whistle on the COINTELPRO operation and showed that basically the FBI is out there to simply win the government's point of view by hook or by crook, emphasis on crook. And we got to see a lot of that stuff going on. So basically that's where we are right now, and I am trying to bring up the machine here to get Justin online just as fast as I can. And there we go. All right, so moving right along here. Reminder that tomorrow, Don Wiskin will be on our show to talk about Extendivite. Friday, Claire is going to be joining us. We're going to make that a regular thing from now on, where Claire comes on and basically tells us what her point of view is in the world. And finally, let's see, I think we're about ready to get the Flash Media encoder back up, and hopefully we'll get everything running again. But Justin TV's been causing us a lot of problems. We're probably going to switch over to YouTube here. Now that YouTube will handle live video and live streaming video, I think it's probably better if I just go on over there. Now, obviously, the big news right now, as you're probably aware, there has been this very ugly situation where the U.S. ambassador to the puppet regime in Libya has been assassinated or killed in this huge, huge round of violence. Now, we are being told that this violence in Libya, and there's also been riots in Egypt and all of this other stuff going on, is all because of this video that was produced by this Israeli real estate developer in California named Sam Basile, 56 years old. And basically he had over 100 donors to make this video that portrays Mohammed as a fraud, a womanizer, and a madman. Obviously very, very provocative. And we're being told this is the reason why all these people in the Middle East are all of a sudden happy with the United States of America. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. Yes, the video is provocative, but Israel puts out provocative videos all the time. Remember that one where this young lady, scantily clad lady, was portraying Jesus as a gorilla and nailing him to a cross? A lot of people were upset with that. Nobody started going out killing ambassadors. So this, frankly, feels like a setup. And I think this video's only purpose is to explain away the surge of anti-Americanism in the Middle East by saying, oh, they're just overreacting to this video. Never mind that we've invaded their country, took their gold dinar, killed their leader, wrecked the place, and imposed a private central bank on them. Yes, the Libyans are only upset with us because of this video. It's nonsense. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Terravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Terravim? Simple. Terravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to terravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Terravim, the best supplements on earth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're back up and running. All systems are go here. The Justin TV feed is working. The chat is working. And we're back to battery, as they say here. So we're talking about these protests, these violent demonstrations in Libya and in Egypt. And it's all being blamed on this video that was produced by this Israeli real estate developer out there in California. And he claims he had 100 donors, and they didn't mean anything by it, but they portrayed Mohammed as a fraud, a womanizer, and insane. And again, by itself, I don't think this video would have had much of a reaction at all, because, as I said before, Israel puts out these kind of offensive TV shows and videos all the time. There was that one about the girl nailing, saying Jesus was a monkey and nailing him to a cross, and people were unhappy and upset about it. But nobody went on a riot. The reality is the United States went into Libya. They overthrew the government. They wrecked the place. They took away the gold dinar, the value-based currency, and the state-controlled bank, and they imposed a private central bank, debt-based currency, looted the gold, murdered their leader. The Libyan people are very unhappy. They've got a new puppet government from the United States of America, and they don't want them there. In fact, I would say it's pretty much a consistent feeling all across the Middle East that everybody does not like the United States of America as it continues to fight Israel's wars of conquest. And so this whole thing about the video, this is a dodge. This is to try and say in the media, oh, those Muslims, they're overreacting. They don't have any legitimate grievances against Americans. They're killing our ambassadors just over this stupid little video. No, they're killing the ambassador over the fact that we came in and screwed around with their country for the profitability of U.S. corporations, private central bankers, and, of course, make Israel happy about this whole thing. And it smells like a setup. It smells like a setup. I mean, first of all, this video was intentionally made to anger Muslims. It's not educational. It is not informative. It's not even accurate. It's just there to just make the Muslims angry and give the media a reason to say, ah, they're overreacting here. By the way, Sam Basile's next project is called Fatso, the Story of Buddha. So what is going on here? Well, there's a very telling story because CBS News is reporting that the security around that consulate moved the ambassador to a second building within that compound, then told the militants which building he was in. It's an engraved invitation for a rocket attack, which is exactly what happened. So this is already feeling like this ambassador was set up to be the bloody rag to wave around. Gosh darn, they can't attack our embassies. And remember, before 9/11 itself, there was a whole round of attacks on U.S. embassies that were being blamed on Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And now they've got the new group, the Global Jihad Brotherhood, Inc., registered trademark Mossad CIA. So this looks to be like Netanyahu couldn't get support for his war from Iran, trying to get support for the war on Iran, couldn't get it from the U.S. Now he's up in Canada trying to get there. And it looks to me like this is the beginning of a campaign of dirty tricks to so demonize the Muslims again in the eyes of Americans and say, yes, we'll throw our children onto those gosh darn Muslim bayonets. But this thing reeks of staged provocation from the video itself to this revelation in CBS News that the security at the embassy moved the ambassador to a second building and then told the militants where he was. I'm not buying this one tiny second. They're focusing on the video so they can trivialize the concerns of all of these Arab Muslims whose nations the U.S. has invaded and conquered. They don't have a legitimate reason to be upset with America. We brought them democracy. We brought them the blessings of private central banking. They can't be unhappy with us. Anyway, so moving right along, let's see. The Marines are being dispatched to Libya to reinforce security. I don't think it has anything to do with security. I think what's going on is that the U.S. may have conquered Libya, but they're concerned about hanging on to it. I mean, the U.S. has declared victory in all these other places, but our forces are still on the ground fighting the war because they can't hang on to it. And we have seen in recent weeks just this upsurge of anger by the Libyan people. They want their country back. They don't want a U.S.-imposed puppet any more than the Iranians did, or the Cubans did, or the Filipinos did, or the Chileans did. They want to be their own country. They want to be free and separate from U.S. influence. And I think we're on the verge of a major uprising there, and the U.S. government is looking for something that they can blame it all on rather than address the issue of why the Libyan people are so unhappy with their brand new shiny U.S. puppet government. And I think that's the reason for this whole video nonsense. The video all by itself, people would be upset. They're not going to start killing U.S. ambassadors. By the way, over in Egypt, during their protests, those protesters are wearing Guy Fawkes masks. That's got nothing to do with Mohammed and religion. It's basically a statement against imposed dictatorship, and that's what this is really all about. So they're sending the Marines into Libya to reinforce security, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, to basically garrison the place because they're not sure they can keep it stable and keep those Libyans dutifully paying their tithes to that private central bank. And I think it's just absolutely a hoax. Meanwhile, over in Israel, the Jerusalem Post is reporting that Egyptian intelligence is warning of more attacks on Israel and U.S. embassies around the world. You know, this new global jihad group. Remember, they came out of nowhere. First time we ever heard of them is supposedly they killed 16 Egyptian border guards on Sinai, which worked for Israel's interest because Egypt shut down that border again, which is what Israel wanted. So this is another one of these manufactured groups like Al-Qaeda. It's another fraud. So it's an ugly, ugly situation over there. And it looks to me like we're on the dawn of that false flag that we've been expecting. They're pre-selling it. They did the same thing back before 9/11. Attacks on American embassies. Oh, it's got to be Osama bin Laden. And there was never any proof. It was simply a given. Yes, it's Osama bin Laden. He's the bad guy. Now it's going to be global jihad. It's another false front group. Netanyahu wants his war, and he will not be denied, and he's perfectly willing to sacrifice millions of American children to achieve his geopolitical and religious aims. The imaginary playmate in the sky says, we're supposed to have all of this. It was in these parchments written 2,000 years ago by shepherds trying to convince themselves they were important, cool people. Netanyahu is reacting to resistance from the U.S., you know, saying, why should we wait? Why should we wait? I want to go over there to do it now. Netanyahu's basically saying, you know, wait for what? Wait until when? He's screaming that people are refusing to put the red lines on Iran to justify a new war. I am smelling panic from that man. He is desperate to get this war going before Israel's elections in October. And Netanyahu has come back one more time with this comment that the United States has no moral right to restrain the Jewish state, that they can go and do what they want to do, and the U.S. has nothing to say about it. Okay, well, if the U.S. has no moral right to restrain the Jewish state, then the U.S. has no moral obligation to come to the Jewish state's rescue when it gets into trouble, as it keeps on doing over and over again. Also, if Israel wants to be free of all moral obligation to the United States, they should refund all that money taken from the U.S. taxpayers, all of it a violation of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act and the Glenn Act, totaling more than four times the entire cost of the Apollo Moon program. If they don't want to be morally obligated to the people of the United States of America, they should send that money back right now, plus accrued interest. Let's see if Israel will walk their talk. Let's see how moral Israel truly is. Or are they going to go on saying, give us your money, fight our wars, we don't own you anything because you're just a bunch of stupid goyim? I think we know which way Israel's going to go. There's a major attitude problem in Israel's government that the world owes them. Constant money, constant military support. Even Britain doesn't want to have anything to do with this. The head of MI6 apparently went to Israel to meet with Netanyahu saying this war on Iran is a bad idea. If you bomb Iran, we're going to be in a truly global nuclear war. Russia's going to come in. China's going to come in. There's going to be no way of slowing this thing down. So even Britain is sending very clear, unequivocal messages to Netanyahu. Bombing Iran, bad idea. We don't want you to do it. Now, Netanyahu's rival in the Israeli government, Mofaz, leader of the opposition, is saying Netanyahu is meddling in the U.S. elections, trying to get into, the U.S. To commit to the war on Israel's enemies. We're Israel. You Americans, go kill our enemies for us. And they're going to come in and tinker with the elections, which is no big surprise. We know Israel's been tinkering with our elections for decades now, if not before. And it's a very ugly situation. And like I said, looking back at the Republican convention and the Democratic convention, it's very obvious the party leadership isn't listening to the American people. They're listening to Israel. The Democrats proved that. Israel wants recognition of Jerusalem as its capital, so we'll put it in the platform, and we don't care what the delegates say.
We answer to a higher authority.
Sounds like the Democratic Party is being, you know, run by Hebrew National Hot Dog Company or something like that. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with some phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com. Today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to meet. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. But making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
America, welcome back to the show here. We're talking about Israel meddling with the entire world here. And, of course, a lot of people, especially up in Canada, were very upset when Stephen Harper basically broke off all diplomatic relations with Iran, kicked out the Iranian diplomats, shut down the Canadian embassy in Tehran, brought their diplomats home. And everybody said, what the heck is going on here? And because Canadian people don't have an issue with Iran. Iran doesn't invade people, certainly haven't attacked Canada. And everybody was saying what the heck he was doing. Well, it turns out Stephen Harper has been granted the World Statesman of the Year Award by the Appeal of Conscience Foundation, which was founded by Rabbi Arthur Schneider back in 1965. And if you look at the people who've been awarded this World Statesman of the Year Award, this little gold plaque that goes on the wall to convince everybody that these are great people, they're all Israel's butt kissers. And so I have been saying this to the people of Canada for a long time. Learn from the mistakes of the American people. We just stood by and did nothing while Israel came in and subverted the U.S. government. I remember as a kid, we were always being warned, beware of communist subversion, beware of red subversion, beware of all of this stuff. And we were looking in the wrong direction, very obviously here. So if you don't want your Canadian children to die horribly in an attack on Iran, you'd better start standing up to your government right now. Because if you let it go any further, it'll be unrecoverable. And you'll be hovering at the edge of a violent revolution, which is starting to look more and more like what's going to happen down here in the United States of America. I don't want that to happen, but it just, at this point, seems almost inevitable. There was a video that was posted to whatreallyhappened.com about World War III, saying, yeah, the only way out of this mess now is revolution. I'm afraid they're right. I keep hoping for a collapse, but revolution may be it. Going to take a phone call. Lisa in Texas. Aloha, Lisa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. A couple things. Tony Cartolucci of Land Destroyer Blogspot has a great article, has a good article on the connections between these militants and, you know, of course, NATO. And he spells it out pretty well. He won't ever use the Z word, which bothers me a little bit, but it's pretty apparent when you read it. So that's good for people who have no idea that we're still involved in the overthrow of governments. Good starter article for them. The other thing regarding Egypt, I just had a thought on Egypt and a thought on Libya really quick. Egypt, you know, the whole Guy Fawkes mask thing, that has just such Tavistock / NED fingerprints all over it. You're right. It's not something they would do on their own. It's obviously an orchestrated public relations campaign type maneuver. And then as far as Libya is concerned, you know, I was watching the video that you were actually in yesterday. The young man who did the War by Deception, and mm-hmm. It was an excellent video. He reminded me of something I had read before that, you know, our own military intelligence has stated that, you know, Mossad has infiltrated every single Muslim, you know, extremist militant group, and I would not be surprised.
They've created them in many cases.
Well, yes, you're right, but I would not be surprised in this case with this attack that, you know, there was a Mossad agent provocateur in there. You know, they can find Mossad people that look much more like the Arabs than you know, we can with our Anglo blood. And, I just think that it's just too, you know, Netanyahu is just, he's getting desperate. He's throwing hissy fits. Mm-hmm. He can't get Dempsey on board and most likely, you know, behind the scenes, I know Obama's not real happy with him. So, it's just, it's such an act of desperation, in my opinion, and it's so see-through. And those were the details that I was thinking about today, and I think your analysis is really good.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. The IDF actually maintains one unit of permanently trained infiltrators who are basically, they're constantly dressing like Arabs, they're always speaking Arabic languages, they're always literally living the lifestyle so that they can blend in when they go behind enemy lines, as it were. And, of course, This provides a ready pool of people to deploy, to go out and cause trouble. And going back to this whole global jihad thing, you know, mercy comes to power in Egypt. Despite the best efforts of the United States and Israel, he starts showing that he is very independent of the U.S. and Israel. He opens the border to Gaza. Next thing you know, the global jihad drives along that border, shooting Israeli guards, and Morsi's forced to close the border again. Obviously, this global jihad is an Israeli group because they got Israel what it wanted. The starvation blockade of Gaza has been reimposed. And so now they show up and they're doing these embassy attacks. And yeah, this has got Israel's fingerprints all over it.
Can one find a written information on what you just talked about, a permanent Mossad's permanent group of Arab dressing speaking agents?
Let me eat that down for you. I know it was an article that we did link to whatreallyhappened.com a while back, but I'll hunt that down and put it up because I think now is a good time for people to be reminded.
Yes.
Remember, the motto of the Mossad, by way of deception, mm-hmm. thou shalt do war. Israel does not believe in fighting its own wars face to face. They trick other people to fighting their wars for them. Good example of that, the attack on the USS Liberty, blamed on Egypt. And with the U.S. strike on its way to Cairo, when the USS Liberty finally got the word out that, hey, Israel's the one who's shooting us up. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you for the phone call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Wall Street wizards on the land from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, CNN's Hala Gorani has been posting on Twitter that CNN believes the Islamists who attacked the Libyan consulate were just using the anti-Muhammad film as a diversion, and that the attack had been planned all along. Now, does this make any sense at all? If you're fighting a revolution to free your country of foreign dominance, do you lie about your motive? Do you claim as a motive something that will be laughed at and ridiculed? Yes, we're attacking your ambassador because we hate this movie. It doesn't make any sense in the first place. If you're attacking the ambassador, you're saying we're attacking the ambassador of the occupying government. And you get more world sympathy. So this thing is already starting to fall apart in terms of propaganda. It's just not credible. It's not credible the attack would be connected with this film, and it's even less credible for CNN to say that they only said it was about the film because they don't want to, you know, say what the real issues are. The real issues are something everybody can identify with. The United States of America invaded and conquered Libya to destroy its state bank and the Golden Dinar. They murdered Gaddafi. They wrecked the place, bombed the heck out of it. Now they've imposed an occupation government, a Vichy government, on the people of Libya and a brand new private central bank that will enslave them economically for the rest of their lives. And so, yeah, we believe this attack on the ambassador is all about a video. So this thing's already starting to fall apart. This has got false flag written all over it. And the danger is they're probably going to start escalating this thing. They're going to start having attacks on U.S. and Israeli embassies around the world and say, oh, it's those gosh darn Islamists. And they're going to keep on doing it until the people of the world scream for the blood of Arab Muslims. As far as I'm concerned, it's not going to work. We know what's going on. We have seen this same dirty trick over and over and over again, from the bombing the King David Hotel by Israelis dressed up as Muslims, to the attack on the USS Liberty by Israel, blamed on Egypt, to the Levant affair, blamed on Egypt. This is how Israel conquers the world. They dirty tricks, false flag attacks. Bomb somebody over there and say, they did it, go kill them. We have seen this way, way too many times before to fall for it this time. So, let's see, moving right along here. Major naval deployment, war by miscalculation. The U.S. Navy is currently pulling together four carrier strike groups in the Arabian Sea. When it is assembled, it will be the most powerful carrier task force assembled since World War II. And it's going to be there to ride, pardon the expression, shotgun for a multi-nation countermining exercise to be held in the Gulf of Oman beginning September 24th. And to basically show Iran that they should not try and close the Strait of Hormuz and cut off a third of the world's oil supply. Now, the downside of this is, of course, that Israel could take one of their Dolphin-class submarines and sneak in along the coastline and flip off a cruise missile, one of their nuclear-tipped cruise missiles, against one of the American ships, like the USS Enterprise, which is there on its final deployment. It's ready to be scrapped. It's going to cost a huge amount of money to decommission the Enterprise because of the eight nuclear reactors buried in the middle of it. It's all got to be disposed of as radioactive waste. It's going to cost more to scrap the Enterprise than the scrap worth of the steel in the hull. So if the Enterprise is sunk in the Gulf, and they can say, remember the Enterprise, especially all you Trekkies, then the U.S. Navy is off the hook having to spend the money to decommission those nuclear reactors. So Israel sends a Dolphin-class submarine up against the coast of Iran. We already know those submarines carry nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. Germany confirmed it. They've known it for years that Israel was doing this. They flip a nuke at the Enterprise. They say, oh, those gosh darned Iranians, they attacked our ship, and this proves they have nuclear weapons. And the war is on. If there's one thing that we learn from Netanyahu's comments and political machinations over the last couple of weeks, he is desperate to get this thing going. He can't accept the idea that the rest of the world is not going to go make war on Israel's enemies like they've always done, mostly because we're all sick and tired of it. Apparently, latest poll here in the United States of America, 70% of Americans are against a war with Iran. Britain's against a war with Iran. Nobody loves this idea except Netanyahu and the defense contractors and Israel's slaves here in the United States government. Those are the only ones who want this thing. And he's desperate. And Israel has a history of playing dirty tricks to get what they want. So that's what's going on there. Now, continuing the backlash or the fallout from yesterday's anniversary of 9/11, more and more archival footage has been surfacing, especially on these stations that were playing everything that they recorded on 9/11. They played it back in real time without editing. May have been a big mistake. Because somebody captured off the Fox recap several videos that confirm one of the hijacked planes was shot down by an F-16 from the U.S. National Air Guard. You can see it. It's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's up near the top. I bumped it up just before showtime. Now, if there were four hijacked planes, we can account for three of them. The two that went into the World Trade Towers and the one that went into the Pentagon. So the only plane that was still out there to be shot down by an F-16 from the U.S. National Air Guard is Flight 93, which, of course, would explain why the wreckage was scattered over 8 miles of countryside, which is not something you get when an intact plane crashes into the ground. So what I think happened on that was Flight 93... the crew regained control of the aircraft, either from the so-called hijackers or from a remote control system that was inside the airplane. Now, remember, Dov Zakheim, comptroller of the Pentagon, the guy who was in charge when $3 trillion vanished, his job before Bush appointed him to the Pentagon was CEO of a company that manufactured remote control flight systems for commercial airliners for the purpose of regaining control of an aircraft if the flight crew became incapacitated or if there was a hijacking. So the technology's out there. It's been around for decades. And so the theory that makes the most sense to me is people on the ground in New York were told a third plane was on the way to New York. You can hear it in the O'Day Brothers documentary 9/11. You can hear all this other stuff going on here. Another plane was coming into New York. I think the plan was Flight 93 was going to be crashed into World Trade Center 7 to justify its eventual collapse. The flight crew of Flight 93 regains control of the aircraft. And, of course, at that point, they were doomed. They could not be allowed to land safely because the facts on the airplane didn't match the official cover story, especially if there's a remote control system installed. And that's why it had to be shot down. And I think the reason the government obscured the fact that they shot down Flight 93 with all this nonsense about let's roll in the movie is because the inevitable question would have been, why didn't you shoot down all four of them? I mean, they were flying all the way out to Ohio and back. They flew over 8 United States Air Force bases, and nobody came up to challenge them. If you could get to Flight 93 and shoot it down before it caused any damage, why didn't you do it to all four? And, of course, that gets into the question, what was the motive for shooting down Flight 93? And if the motive was to keep it from landing safely and blowing the lid off the whole cover-up story, then yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But go back and look at those clips. It's actually out there. Fox News did report one of the hijacked planes was shot down by an F-16. I think they even know the pilot's name. That was briefly made public. And then everybody said, we would never shoot down a civilian plane. Most people would have agreed with shooting down the plane to prevent another building being impacted. If the people on board the plane are going to die anyway, the only reason to cover it up is to not have to explain why they could get to one, but not to all four. That was a question nobody's got an answer for here. And there's another video up there where it's basically showing how the U.S. government, you know, is lying. It's an interview of the guy over at NIST. He's asked about the large pools of molten iron found in the wreckage, which seems to be the aftermath of the thermite that was being used. And he's just there saying, no, I've seen absolutely no evidence of any molten pools of iron, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, it's intercut with all these interviews that were on the corporate media about the firefighters and the first responders and the cleanup people all saying, yeah, we're always finding these huge pools of, you know, 18 weeks after it's over, we're finding pools of molten iron. And it's, you know, it's thousands of degrees hot and it's just exploding when oxygen contacts it. And the guy at NIST is saying, no, I haven't seen anything about that at all. So if at first you don't succeed, lie again. Interesting article on 9/11 intelligence failures with Ray McGovern. And again, we're living in an age where the CIA has actually admitted or confessed that they were wrong about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. And even if we are most generous, and even if we take the CIA's confession at face value, what it means is the entire United States intelligence apparatus with their budgets of billions of dollars, millions of human assets, satellites, computers, spy devices, sensors, and scanners, they all missed the signs of fraud that bloggers operating on spare change they found under the seat cushion were all seeing and reporting on back before the attack on Iraq. So one way that we could balance the federal budget, it's let's fire all 16 of those United States intelligence agencies and have the White House just read our blogs. They're going to get a much more accurate view of what's going on in the world. Now, as we mentioned before, the honorary president of the Italian Supreme Court is calling for an international criminal investigation into 9/11 attacks. We're seeing more and more of these foreign leaders and diplomats saying, yeah, this had nothing to do with Iraq, had nothing to do with Arab Muslim. It was a CIA-Mossad joint operation, and Israel's been blackmailing the U.S. government with it ever since. Biggest foreign policy goof in our nation's history. Now, yesterday on the 11th anniversary and, you know, possible an attempt to politicize the whole situation, the federal government has acknowledged a link between toxic dust from the 9/11 Ground Zero cleanup and 50 additional types of cancer. Originally, they said, no, it's not our fault. You just got sick on your own. Now they're saying, yeah, these cancers are caused by that kind of dust. And obviously, there'll be compensation long overdue to those first responders who got sick. Their lives were destroyed inhaling all of that dust, which is a good time to remember that little video clip of Christy Whitman, the head of the EPA, standing there sort of kind of maybe near the Ground Zero area, didn't go down there herself, and saying, yeah, the air is safe. They can go in and clean up, and they can grab up all the steel and ship it off to China and all the rest of that, and they don't need to worry about it because the percentages of toxins in the air have been tested to be so low that it's perfectly safe. Now they're finally admitting, yeah, these people got their lives ruined by this stuff. And so it's just lie after lie after lie. By the way, speaking of the Democratic National Convention, a little bit of a goof. On the last night of the Democratic National Convention, they had this retired Navy four-star admiral take the stage to pay tribute to veterans. And on the back screen, they had all these images of military hardware and apparently had an image of four giant warships to reinforce the American patriotic message. Small goof. Those are Russian warships in that picture. Kind of makes you wonder just what kind of morons they have running these things. And I think what it reveals, same thing that we saw with that stupid delegate debacle over recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The leadership of the political party, the government itself, are still operating on the absolute faith and belief that they can say and do anything and nobody will call them on it. Mostly because nobody in the corporate media will call them on it. But that's not the same thing. It's like Mayor Villaraigosa got up there and said, well, we'll try that vote again, and tried it three times trying to get the result he wanted. And when he didn't get the result he wanted, he just read the teleprompter and said, yeah, the motion passes. It's all a scam. The entire federal government and the two parties are a scam perpetrated on the American people to make it look like you have a legitimate government that rules with the consent of the governed. The Democrats just destroyed that illusion. The government's going to do what it wants to do, and you got nothing to say about it. You should be very angry. Now, with only 2 months to go before the presidential election, the Obama administration has approved the first wave of applications from illegal immigrants, hoping to avoid deportation and to get a work permit. We're going to let you be and act like you're a U.S. citizen, vote Democratic in November. It's all about the elections and retaining power. It's not about what's best for the nation. With the exception of Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and a tiny handful like them, the entire federal government is thinking about nothing except their own wealth and power and privilege and perks. They don't care about anything else at all. The only thing they're emotionally committed to is supporting Israel, because Israel gives them a lot of money, or it's blackmailing them, or they think somehow it will help them get into heaven despite all the other sins they have committed. If I serve Israel, I'm grant absolution for all my corruption. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's all very pathetic, not to mention pathological. All righty, let's see. Expectations are ramping up for quantitative easing 3, but they're saying they may not start it until they're a lot closer to the elections. And it may be because they don't comprehend or they're not able to predict what the reaction of the American people are going to be. Normally in times past, incumbent candidates have always flooded the economy with a lot of cheap, easy, free money to make it look like things are going great just ahead of the election. But right now, having gone through all of this other hyperinflationary behavior, a new round of quantitative easing is going to put money in the bankers' pockets, but the only thing the voters are going to see is prices starting back up again. And so they may be thinking about holding off this next round of bailouts until after the election, because they can't produce a positive result. Americans don't want more loans. They don't want to borrow more money. They want the means to pay their debts off, and that has been taken away from them. Most of the jobs destroyed in the crash of 2008 were middle-class jobs. Most of the jobs that have been created under the Obama administration are burger flipper jobs. Minimum wage. And Americans are smart enough to realize that. You know, Obama can get up and say, I'm a jobs creation president. Yeah, if we all want to work in retail or home health care or something like that, what about the jobs we used to have? What about the jobs we went to college to train for? What about the careers we had built that all vanished in 2008? By the way, Obama's campaigning on this promise that he's got a plan to save the economy in the next 4 years. Obama, what have you been doing the last 4 years? Didn't you tell us you had a plan to save the economy back in 2008? What happened to that plan? And if it didn't work out, why should we trust the new one? I'm going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And looking over at the economy right now, over in Europe, the German High Court finally issued their ruling on the constitutionality of the permanent bailout fund for the European Union. Now, the German people were opposed to this for reasons which should be obvious to all. But Angela Merkel, who's a globalist and sees herself as eventual head of the entire European Union, was pushing for this. So this is a big political victory for her. And I said on yesterday's show, there's a huge amount of pressure on the German High Court to rule in favor of this bailout thing, because if they had ruled no, Europe would have come apart and the American banks would have followed. And remember, 2 weeks ago, Obama was pleading with Europe, please keep it together until after the election. Now, the German High Court did impose conditions. They said that Germany can no longer go on bailing out the rest of Europe unless the German parliament votes through the approval. They didn't just hand Angela Merkel a blank check filled with German taxpayer funds. So this has put a little bit of a break on the effort. And again, this isn't a fix to the problem. This is just kicking the can down the road, leaving it to some other government to handle the problem, leaving it to future generations of taxpayers to try and clean up what is an uncleanable mess, and all because of that 11th marble. Private central banks issuing the public currency as a loan at interest by design create more debt than they create money with which to pay that debt. It's a pyramid scheme. It's a Ponzi. It's been imposed on the United States of America back in 1913. It's been imposed on Europe. It is a banking system that makes the owners of the banks insanely rich without having to work for it. They just dress up in a fancy suit, drive to work, look important, go home that night. Heck of a job, isn't it? And it cannot be made to work over time. Sooner or later, it must collapse. It seems to be on the edge of collapsing right now. And everything is a holding action. There's basically what this ruling by the German High Court signals is the beginning of the hyperinflationary cycle. The ECB is just going to start printing up money with wild, reckless abandon. They're going to wind up like Zimbabwe, carrying around paper notes that say 10 trillion euros. And they'll be right back into the same economic conditions that led to the rise of the Nazis. And apparently the bankers don't care. Yes, let's have a new nationalist party. Let's boycott them. Let's try and destroy them. Let's kick off a new world war because we can all make money on world wars. Remember, before the invention of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war. But when you have that private central bank, it can only exist when there's borrowing. And when the population stops borrowing, then the Keynesians scream the government has to come in and borrow. And then when the government has borrowed all that it can, that's when the wars get created, because that forces everybody to borrow even more. That's the game. They're going to save the Ponzi system by kicking up World War III into full rock and roll afterburner overdrive. That's what's going on here. We're going to take a break with station identification. We'll be right back.